Welcome to Exam on KBIA. I'm your host, Mitch Legan. Every week on Exam, we'll report on education across mid-Missouri. This week, I took a look at a flock of birds that has descended upon Columbia, and why many other college towns are viewing them as an invasive species. If you visited downtown Columbia recently, you've probably seen them. They're big and they're gray, with a white stripe down the front. And they're not very fast. When they're really flying, they top out at about 15 miles per hour. They're bird scooters, and they're giving college towns like Columbia headaches.
The reason why I like birds is because it's really convenient, especially right now when it is super hot.
That was MU student Max Wagoner, talking about how birds have made his daily commute to class a little bit easier. Birds are a new form of ride sharing that allows people to rent electric scooters right from a smartphone. All you have to do is download the app, scan your driver's license, and enter your debit card information, and you're ready to ride. The scooters are cheap, too. They cost only $1 to unlock and 20 cents per minute after that. The ease of access, combined with low prices, has quickly made birds a popular way for college students to get to and from classes. That's also why Bird is targeting college towns like Columbia. College students and young adults tend to be at the front of the pack when it comes to new technology. So when Bird decides to drop its scooters in a town with a large number of students, it already has a good chunk of the population that knows what the scooters are and how to use them right away. But that's also what's getting Bird into some trouble. See, when they showed up in Columbia a couple weeks ago, that's exactly what they did. Show up. Unannounced, without warning either the city of Columbia or the University of Missouri. University spokesperson Liz McCune said the company's surprise marketing strategy is part of the reason the school banned the birds from campus.
This company seems to go ahead and move forward with their plans and then ask for forgiveness, and that is not a business strategy that we welcome. We didn't receive any notice from the company that they were coming. It just seemed like overnight there were several dozen of the scooters on campus.
This surprise strategy got Bird into some trouble this weekend in West Lafayette, Indiana, where Purdue University is located. The scooters showed up unannounced on Friday, and once Deputy Police Chief Troy Harris became aware of them, he gave the company 24 hours to remove the scooters.
You know, I think it's actually kind of a neat concept. I think it'll really be embraced by our student population, but there's got to be a partnership. There has to be communication. There has to be a plan in place for it to be successful and to be successful safely.
And while the surprise entrances definitely don't do the scooters any favors with city and university officials, the main concerns they have focus on safety. When someone is finished with their ride, they're supposed to put the bird neatly out of the way. But many times, the scooters end up on their side, strewn about, clogging walkways, and making them nearly impassable for people who are visually impaired or have limited mobility. And on top of that, many riders ignore the company's own instructions on safe riding.
I understand that when you rent one of these, you sign a waiver that says you should ride on the street and follow traffic rules and that you should wear a helmet, but that is not what we're seeing in their usage. People are riding them on sidewalks, they're riding them on campus, and they're not wearing helmets.
When the University of Missouri met with Bird on August 24th, it gave the company a list of safety and logistical concerns. MU hasn't received a response yet, and the company did not respond to a request from KBIA either. The West Lafayette Police Department is also waiting to hear back from Bird. In the meantime, MU plans to continue enforcing its no-bird policy as the company applies for a Columbia business license. I'm Mitch Legan, and this has been Exam on KBIA.